And joining us on the telephone right now, one of those names we just mentioned, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with that that story. We were taking a look at who's in for the governor's race in 2019. When we last talked a month or so ago, you said you were thinking about it. Are you still looking at the possibility of running for governor of Louisiana?
No, absolutely. Again, we have not made a decision yet. And, you know, I was listening to the broadcast with Josh. You know, Edwards, it will be a formidable candidate to whoever runs against him, either him or her, on the Republican side. So there will be money certainly coming from outside the state to prop up candidates and the Republican that is eventually chosen for that task to run against John Bell will have their work cut out for him.
Let me turn to what we're hearing a lot in the news right now about immigration and border security and DACA. Let's start there today. What is your stand currently on DACA, these children that were brought by their parents to the United States, and now some of them are even adults? What is your stance currently on the DACA folks?
We've got to do something, certainly, with these 750 to 800,000 people. Now, again, you have to understand they did come in illegally, so my stance is that we cannot give blanket amnesty. There's got to be a path to citizenship, but that path has got to be tied into border control, immigration reform. You know, and if they were brought here as children and they've lived here since, let's say, 2012, and they're, say, under 30 or 31 at this time, you know, my provisions that I would like to see is that, you know, they must have a high school diploma or GED. They must be pursuing higher education or a job or serve in the military. Again, this is a privilege to be a citizen or even considered as a citizen to our country. We forget it's not a given right. It has to be earned, and that is not something that we should take very lightly.
Do you think the president's in a tough place here because he had campaigned on, you know, send everybody back, everybody. And now it looks like they may be hedging a bit with possibly letting the DACA folks stay in return for getting the southern border wall.
There's a president has certainly been in tough times before. We've seen him do well in tough times. He does not shy from the controversial issues. So, you know, the president is facing this problem, which, unlike his predecessors, both on the Democratic and Republican side, have refused to do. So kudos to President Trump for taking the bull by the horns literally and addressing this issue. It's got to be done right, but we need to get this done. We need to find this once and for all, this piecemeal legislation that Congress in the past, presidents with executive orders have done, we can see it's not working.
Being that you're a lot closer to this in Washington, do you think this will get resolved? Can Democrats and Republicans come up with any kind of plan where the folks can agree?
I think so. You know, there's so much focus go around on this particular issue that we on the Republican side holding the majority know that we need to do this, but we need to do it right. I just personally like to see DACA as a standalone legislation piece of act, so to speak. I don't want it tied to budget. I don't want it tied to military. I don't want it to be used as a hostage holder to very important things that we need to get done up here. And I continue to go back to funding our military. As we all know, we're in a constant state of war now across the globe. We have, you know, 200,000+ soldiers in 181 countries. And our military has been suffering for the last decade. We have half the planes that can't fly. We need more troops in the field. We need more command and control. So we've got to take care of our military if we expect to continue to function as a nation.
Let me ask about that military. North Korea, that situation has been quiet here the last few weeks. North Korea kind of came to the table the other day with South Korea, which was a little shocking. What's the situation? Are we getting better or worse in that deal, and are we getting closer to war?
I don't think anybody knows yet, but I do. Again, I'll give kudos to President Trump for bringing North Korea to the tables to talk about the Olympics. They would not have been there without the hardline stance that he and his have taken against North Korea. This is a individual over there with Kim Jong-un that heretofore has basically played the global war politics and won. This time, he's not winning. President Trump's called, and we'll see what these talks do. I think it's great that North Korea sent in a delegation to South Korea to have some talks, and we'll see what happens.
I don't know if you've seen this one yet or not, but this morning the Trump administration issued guidance to states that would allow them to make folks work to get their Medicaid.
I saw it.
Have you seen that? We got about 30 seconds left. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, look, I've always said that those that are able to, need to work wherever they are, and they're on the Medicaid roll, taking out taxpayer monies. We want them healthy, we want them fed. But if they're able to work, I want them off the couch and working. And again, you saw the president's directive. It does not include the elderly. It does not include the children. It does not include the pregnant. And it does not include those with disabilities. So I think it's a very fair ask.
All right, Congressman, out of time for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.